Yo, 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 welcome to the Wild That's Crazy podcast. What's going on, people? What's going on?
Happy Sunday fun day, guys. Hope that you guys are staying dry on this rainy, dreary day.
Hope you guys are enjoying this day. Just one of them smooth, have a drink, watch a movie, or watch some sports.
Relaxing.
Relax.
Yeah. And
just chill. Whether it's reading a book by the window and the breeze hitting you, just one of those chill days.
Yes. Yeah, purifying the earth is what I call it when it rains. It smells good outside when it rains as well. It smells so good to me. I don't know why.
But no, yeah. I love the smell of rain.
Yeah, it's like, it smells refreshing.
And it's cool, especially when it's not hot and ugly.
Mm-hmm. So, what's going on?
Got my notes today.
Lord, you know I don't do notes. I know. Like, what? It's an assignment?
No, it's not. It's just a game plan.
Okay, you know? I'm all about game plans.
Yeah, because I'm good at improvising. But, you know, some days, you know, it could be a rush day or it could be a day, you know, where I had something that may throw off my, you know, my plan or my memory. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how was your week?
Oh, Lord. My power went out. But my very own Superman came to save the day. So I am happy about that.
Shout out to him.
Yes, shout out to him. Because the girl was like, what? No lights, my food. You know what I'm saying? It was crazy.
How long was it out?
Long enough.
Okay.
2 days.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's a long time.
Yes. So I had to throw all my, you know, my stuff. Like, I had, well, actually had to put things in coolers and all of that and just make sure the most important items in the fridge were secure, like my coffee creamer.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was important. Absolutely. So yeah, that, and just getting back, you know, just getting some, nothing other than that, just getting some things done. But the power went out. That just took out my whole week. It was a wrap after that. So, yeah. What about you?
My week was cool. Mm-hmm. It was cool.
That's good.
Like, you know, I got the enjoy times with my sons.
That's always good.
Yeah, we've been on our workout stuff. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Because of the weather, so we had to cancel some of the days.
Yeah, it's weather.
Like,
is
I
crazy.
Tell them, I don't mind. Like, y'all gonna get that rain workout.
What? It's just, in the rain?
Yeah, you work out with me. We they guys.
Well, they guys,
boys.
Yeah.
I don't. I actually don't care if it was my girl. Like, when you exercise, we exercise.
I ain't listen.
Wrap that hair up.
No.
Wrap that hair, put that hat on.
Nah.
Oh, no, we still getting the workout in.
Not in the rain. Not gonna happen.
The weather conditions.
No.
We got a plan. We gotta go.
I have it. Like, listen.
Now, if they can get an LA Fitness or Planet Fitness, then it's okay. But
yeah,
if you're younger
indoors,
than that, gotta get it popping.
Not
you
outdoors.
You want this dream to come true?
I ain't agreeing with that. Not no rainy workout. Outdoors or indoors? Which one are you talking about?
Both.
Okay.
An outdoor workout.
Indoor in the rain.
You never worked out in the rain?
No. That's why I'm telling you. No. Never. So and never totally will I ever.
That.
Like, well, why would I do that? Tell me why does it make sense for a woman to work out in the rain?
It's clarity. Like, other than your hair, you just saying because of your hair,
right? It ain't even just the hair. It's just, I'm a woman. Why, who? I mean,
it's a good workout.
Listen,
it's therapeutic.
I'm all about watering flowers, but not this flower in the weather, okay? Like,
no way.
It doesn't make sense when I can be indoors or I could just, that could be my day off.
But you can't run indoors.
Listen, I was doing some other workouts. I was hitting the stairs, some abs. I'm not doing it. Like, it doesn't make sense to me. I see, like, actually, the thought of a man working out outdoors and rain is kind of attractive and sexy.
I want to do women do. Like, I know runners got to do that.
I mean, but if that's your career, your profession, if that's what you chose to do, then that's.
I'm just thinking, like, you don't see nobody really doing it. I do it because I enjoy it.
It's insane. Like, why?
It's therapeutic to me. Mm-hmm. Like, I used to like walking in the rain.
I believe in letting everything outside get water when it's raining, and I'm going to go ahead and stay on indoors.
I like that because everybody indoors. That's probably why I like
maybe.
It.
Maybe. I'm an introvert at heart, but I still don't want to be outside alone in the rain working out.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Sometimes, whether I'm at the gym or the track, I love when nobody's there. It's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. I think that's probably why it is what it is.
Yeah, it's insane, though, for a woman to be outside. Like, who's doing that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Week was cool. Like, work was work.
Yeah.
Overtime was overtime. My son's time was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's doing good, so that's okay. All good.
All good things.
My youngest broke his wrist today.
How? What?
He's playing basketball. Yeah.
Oh, well, he was playing basketball. You got
it.
Get well.
I'm so proud of him.
You
gonna might need a cast.
So
it's a boy thing.
So it's like helping him build his masculinity
that's
and
like
strength.
That's like a badge. Trophy.
Again, I'm a girly girl, so I don't see anything cute about breaking any type of bones, but okay.
Yeah, it's like war wounds. Like when you playing sports, your first little twist of ankle, your first cut, you know, your first real headache, and, you know, your first real injury is something.
See, I think I'm scarred because as a child, my mom would just let me ride my bike. I would fall, get back up, fall, my knees scrape, elbow scrape. And I got older, I'm like, Mom, why is my knees and so scraped? She's like, well, you were just falling. You wanted to have fun. Listen, the queen of clumsy. Literally, I didn't fell off porches, fell out of beds, like bunk beds. I didn't literally scrape my face from looking in the car mirror, like the outdoor mirror, like looking at it as a kid. And I was like, listen. I asked my mom, like, were there knee pads, elbow pads? Because I didn't have them. Like, no. The only thing that I was, like, not clumsy at was rollerblading. Like, rollerblading is my thing. I love
how you don't fall rollerblading?
Ask that crap.
That's when you fall.
No, I didn't, though. Like, that's one thing I enjoy doing as, like, a young teenager. And me and my cousin will rollerblade. Mm-hmm. But, like, four-wheel skates, I don't know about them. I would need probably practice on them. Like, them skates, But, no.
Yeah. And that's skating is one of them things me and my brothers and sisters learn how to do by ourselves.
Yeah.
Something was wrong with us. Because pain
just, see, listen, I don't like
my
pain.
My dad be, get up. You okay? What you crying for?
Get up. I'm okay. Because I'm going to pass out and fall out and have a tantrum. Like, you going to baby me if I hurt myself. No.
Look, I'm going to tell you a perfect example. Mm-mm. Me and my brothers was flipping in the bed. And this back in the day. This is when you had the radiators by your bed. Oof.
The hot ones that was hot, you had to
I'm flipping. I'm doing all, I was king in the backwards flips, me and my brother TJ. So I'm flipping all in the bed. We laughing. I come down, and we had this thing with my brothers and sisters. If you showed that you was hurt or something was wrong, we would laugh at each other. It's screwed up. But we would laugh at each other and call you soft or whatever. Yeah. So I'm flipping. I do a backwards flip. So I hit my head. So I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, oh. So everybody laughing. So I'm like,
on the actual heater?
Yes.
The hot heater?
Yes.
So pain plus heat? Oh,
yes.
No.
So I'm like, keep it straight. So I'm like, this shit hurt. Like,
was it
so
burning?
They like, man, you bleed it. Ooh. Next thing you know, that shit gushing out. Oh my God.
And the fact that you laughing at this right now, like, what?
I had to get stitches and everything. I had to get and it was a lot. I don't remember the number, but I ain't gonna say it's a lot, but I had to get stitches or whatever. And I'm like, oh shit. So now that it's sinking in and it's blood in this damn tile is getting, it's more
real,
and
it's
more.
Real,
I'm
it's
like,
the real
oh
deal.
Shit, I done fucked my head up. So they laugh and they laugh. And I'm like, dog, okay, we can stop laughing. This shit ain't funny.
It's
like,
not funny.
I'm gushing blood. Yeah, so.
You see red and liquid red. That's like blood. Is that mean it's real?
My stepmother used to call my dad all the time. Like, this will hurt. This will hurt. It just be like, okay, he all right.
Yeah, I mean, boys are expected to do that. You know, but for me, I was just clumsy. I ran my bike like, ooh, I fell. Get up. Bleeding, bruised, and back at it. Like, girl, what's wrong with you? You're a girl. I had to learn, like, you're not supposed to be doing this, girl.
So you had to sink
in.
Yeah,
it had to sink in. But,
Before we get started, and we're going to do this a lot, people, because we truly are grateful. So we want to thank everybody that's been sharing, liking, giving us your time, and just giving good feedback, whether it's good or not at all.
Well, we
it's
ain't
all
accepting
feedback.
No negativity. So you
no negativity.
Fixed.
No negativity.
Okay,
but feedback
we don't need
feedback.
It and don't want it. Won't allow it. We rebuke it. All of that.
Hey, look. Whether you clapping for me or booing for me, it's all the same response to me. I'm a win. We gonna win regardless.
I mean,
regardless.
I'm a win anyway because when you write within, you gonna win. You know. That's just what it is. So, I'm grateful. I appreciate it. Like I said, spending our time with us, whether it's live or anytime, it's appreciated. Time is very valuable. So, yes, anytime you do, we appreciate it. I definitely do. We do. Yes.
Thank you so much, for real. I done had all types of questions. Like,
you said
what? Is it? What is it again? It's a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of them right
now.
It's
a lot. Like, podcasting is it's just the thing to, you know, the hot thing right now. Yeah.
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 But the consistent people stay
consistency
consistent.
Is key.
That's the key to it. Like, out of everything doing this, I've learned it's just about being consistent.
And
we both perfectionists and authentic. And we're going to make sure we constantly introducing different things. keeping a conversation going about all types of things, you know. So thank you guys so much. Thank you guys so much.
And I want to say my mom's birthday is this Wednesday. So I want to tell my mommy, my favorite girl, Cassie, happy birthday, Mom. It starts right now today. We're going to salute and have a good time to you. You rock. I love you. Thank you for just being you. So happy birthday, Mommy.
Happy birthday, Miss Cassie.
My cancer. Shout out to the cancers. Like the women. They dope. Real ones.
I mess with cancers.
Definitely. Shout out to the they cancers. Good ones. Just don't cross them. Ooh, they like them crafts.
Yeah,
get
I know.
You, get you.
I live with one, so I already know.
Yes, so shout out to that. But yes, yeah. Just want to throw that in there really quick about my mommy.
Happy B-Day, Miss Cassie.
Yes.
Yeah. Had a better understanding with your mother than you back in the day.
than me? Oh no.
Your mother was always nice.
I know that. That's why I'm from her womb. I know that. Like I had a connection with her before I even came into
nice
this world.
Now.
I was nice then. I'm still the same Kiana. Just proceed with caution.
Well, my story is the other way.
I mean, like I always tell people, you have to grow. And growth doesn't mean that you're soft or a pushover. Or to be played with, it just means
I'm
maturing. So I'm still that one you don't want to play with. Like, okay. I'm not taking on disrespect or because I'm a firm believer in respect. Mm-hmm. So what I give, I expect it back. And you have to teach people how to treat you.
That's a fact.
So I am the person to teach people. And I'm not going to keep verbalizing it. I'm just going to show you with my actions. And if you don't want to treat me how I want to be treated, then deuces.
That's it.
Yeah, so I've always been nice. Yes. A little rough around the edges if you make me.
Okay.
A whole lot of rough around the edges if you make me. But I mean, I'm a woman. I'm a classy woman.
Be a nice asshole. People think you can't be nice if you're an asshole.
I think you direct the energy when it's needed. Everybody don't deserve that nice, sweet you. And so everybody don't know how to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you have to treat people accordingly. Like, I'm a love a person from a distance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a deuces, I'm out on you. See, my thing is I don't have the patience to deal with foolery. So if I tell you once, twice, third, maybe, if I care enough, then I don't have time for it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just who I am. But people ain't someone on me. I'm a nice person.
Anytime somebody's strong and firm, people going to say you mean.
Because people want to push
honest,
over you.
Yeah, when you honest and you real, somebody going to always say that. So
yeah.
Confidence is one of them things. Speaking of confidence, I want to do something different today. I feel like both of us are very, very humble. And I teach my kids, it's okay to be humble.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to be humble. You want to be humble. But it needs to be times where, whether you're looking in the mirror or you talking to people or you got to just let some people know that those are the times you got to talk your shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's not only boosting you up and making you feel good because you already feel good. But sometimes you have to let other people know.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, we're going to talk our shit. So do you want me to talk my shit first? Or you talk your shit?
It's up to you.
Okay. And the shit I want to talk about is, what I love about me is, I'm one of the nicest, sweetest, kindest people you're going to ever meet. But I'm an arrogant asshole.
Oh, what?
And I'm petty. And I want to win all the time. Mm-hmm. But the thing about winning, I'm not going to cheat to win. I'm going to play by your rules and figure out by your rules how to beat you at your own game. So things that happen that you think I don't know or pay attention to, I do. I pay attention to everything around me. But the thing I focus on, I don't focus on why you mad at me, why you hating, why you dislike the show or whatever. Because I don't care about that. All I care about is winning and being dope and making sure me and you keeping this platform going and it's growing and it's successful. So whether you watching and hating, I support that. Whether you watching and motivating, I support that. But it says something about a person that can continuously do good things for people and don't let that stop him doing good things for other people. I'm going to always make sure I'm growing and the people around me is growing. And if I got to help a stranger grow, I will help a stranger grow. Long as you on the right energy, you got the right vibe, and you giving out something good, and you trying to be better, I will help you be better. Mm-hmm. So that's something to be said about a person, mm-hmm. no matter, because I can use the whole life story. Oh, I went through this when I was younger. This happened to me. I got picked on. I got called ugly. Well, people in elementary and middle school and some high school, not ugly anymore. Not in the ugly anymore. Not that guy that you probably thought, oh, the statistic of this. No, I'm pretty dope. I'm but funny.
If I can, people are like really out blatantly mean like that.
No, people just do like passive aggressive stuff. And people, yeah. like a lot of times with men and women, if you don't give them that energy, they feel some type of way. Mm-hmm. And it'd be like, not like you oh, well. Care, but at the end, if you got nice lipstick on, I'm going to, whether I like you or not, you got nice lipstick right. on.
Facts are facts.
Facts are facts.
Yeah.
So I'm not the type of person that'll be like, oh, I don't like this person at all. For one, I don't put that much energy in disliking anybody. Right. I just don't talk to you or come your way. But I would never wish bad on you. But it's something to say about the person who's kind, that's funny, that's talented, mm-hmm. that's a winner, that's relentless, that has a goal, that cares about things other than themselves, and just being a great person. Like when I leave this, like my legacy is everything to me. So me being a great father, a friend, a son, uncle, whatever it is, mm-hmm. I want to be the best at it. And it's, you know, we need to celebrate dope stuff. So whether you going through some or not, that has nothing to do with other people. So if you're mad or you're upset or you're an envious, jealous person, that reflects on you, not me. I'm going to continuously make people laugh, make them smile, keep them motivated, and show that no matter what situation it is, you know at least one dope person. And I could be that one dope person. And I'm smart, and I'm funny, and I'm talented, and I'm humble. But sometimes you just got to talk your shit and just let people know.
You do. I mean, that's it. You truly do. And this is the thing, like just to enlighten what you said about how people said that you were this and that, and you're not that anymore. Mm-hmm. So mine was the exact opposite. Like, I have always had people that didn't like me because, first, when I was younger, I haven't had nobody. Like, I got it now in my 30s, bless, in all the right places. Naturally, now I'm going to brag about that because it is. And I don't care what you say. Naturally, ding, ding, ding. That means it's hitting and everything is doing what it's supposed to do, how it's supposed to do it, where it's supposed to do it. And I'm, you know, I get, like, I'll go back to when I was younger. Like, I was always a cute, attractive girl, you know what I mean? So I never played on it. In fact, I always tell people, being attractive, you don't get a pass. In fact, things come at you a lot harder. Dating comes at you harder because men want to be with you just because you're physically attractive. Women don't want to be your friend because they may be jealous or you're intimidated of you because of how you look, which is so damn crazy to me because this is my DNA. It's my birthright, kind of. Like, I mean, I'm my mom, my dad, you know, I can't help it. So I don't understand that whole, you know, you're upset because somebody looks a certain way. Like, that's who they are. Or, you know, I've always been very smart, intelligent, like, you know, so I've always had to go against that obstacle. Or you're just a cute girl, you're a ditzy. No, I'm not. Educated, hell, overly educated. You know what I'm saying?
Hit the bell.
Ding, ding, ding. And I work my ass off for it. I'm classy. Like I said, a little rough around the edges if you want me to be. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like the jack of all trades, but at the end of the day, I'm just me. So I've always had to deal with people not liking me because of who I am. And I always tried to, like, be on the playing field with people. Like, I dubbed myself down for that. And I'm like, shit, I'm not doing that no more. I'm a bomb dope ass chick, and I'm going to be that. You know what I'm saying? Because that's my legacy, my authenticity, and who I am. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not doing it no more. So people be upset with me because, yes, every time you see me, I'm going to be looking good. Period. Yeah. I ain't dubbing myself down. If you don't like it, that's on you. So, you know, but people think, oh, when I say growth, that I, like, it's a joke. Like, oh, I'm soft, or you can play with me. Don't play with me. You're going to still respect me. So that's my thing right now. That's where I'm standing. Like, all the pettiness, the cattiness, all of that, like, it's irrelevant. You can't hurt me by being petty because I don't give a shit. Like, literally, I don't care because it's like, it's nonsense. I'm blessed. I'm happy. I'm trying to do what I got to do, and I'm chasing my dreams. But people don't like that. You know what I mean? People get upset, and it's like, why? I've always been supportive. I've always showed up, try to show out when I can. And it's like, here I am, the person that's trying to do something. People always want to, you know, people want to be your friend and be down for you when you're just stagnant and you're just doing nothing. But mm-hmm. when you try to climb and do things and achieve your goals and your dreams, here come all the shade. Or I hate the whole people try to act like what you doing don't exist. Like, yeah. so you just going to ignore your, that I'm on this podcast. Or you're just going to ignore that I got, you know, whatever I got, whatever goal I accomplish mm-hmm. at that moment. So you're going to just try to act like it don't exist. So guess what? Now you want me to be petty, so I'm going to act like your whole existence don't exist. Mm-hmm. But then I'm wrong, though, right? So that's just the thing. Like, it's just with people. It's just like we all in this world together. Mm-hmm. Just knock them goals out. Do what you got to do and do what you do. You all that nonsense. It's just like people need to cut it. Cause I'm over it. Like, you can't make me mad. I'm on this throne that I built for myself. Mm-hmm. I'm just adding to it. Yeah. So stop it. Like, I'm clapping for everybody. Man. People that ain't even clapping for me ain't never clapping for me, probably never will. But I'm still clapping for you because my goals going to still get accomplished, whether you clapping for me or not. Mm-hmm. And that's just what it is.
That's a fact.
Yeah. So you're going to, like, miss me with it. And that's how I be feeling. Like, I don't have time for all that. I'm a grown ass woman.
Yeah.
So I don't have time. So that just be the thing. And that's the vibe I'm on right now.
Yeah.
I ain't going back and forth with nobody. All that negativity, all that hate and all that shade, you can keep it. You wasting your time with me if you throwing it at me. Because I ain't even open to receiving it. Anything that's coming from somebody that don't put a factor on my life or got anything to do with my day-to-day well-being, if it's not positivity, I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what it is.
And that's where I'm at. Like, my thing is, I just look at people and laugh and smile.
Like, stop.
Like, you Why? Look crazy. It's You're one of them crazy. You just look nuts because it's like, I don't care to do anything bad to anybody. Like, I'm happy.
Who is even trying to be malicious out here? Like, we all in this crazy world that it's like the unknowing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody in a better position. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care about none of that. You know what I'm saying?
Matters.
None of that matters. Yeah. What matters is investing your time and trying to at least be happy in the moment. So, like, it's the moment, literally, nowadays.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. But yeah. Now that we cover that basis, moving along.
Ding on that.
Ding, ding, ding on
that. So, that's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
You're a dope person.
It's like a therapy session, right?
That's it. That's
You're
it.
My therapist. I'm your therapist. And that's what it is.
This is therapy.
Therapy. My Sunday therapy. Yes.
All it is. Walk away feeling much better.
Okay.
Prepare you for the week.
Yes. Because a week Monday. Monday.
Going almost for 2 weeks.
Oh, well, you need it. I ain't even mad at you. Enjoy it. You deserve it.
No
please.
More seeing drama or angry people for 2 weeks.
Like, you should be refreshed in 2 weeks.
Oh,
okay?
I definitely am.
I'm happy for you. You need it, though, because you work a lot. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's an understatement. Even this week, I still did like 80-some hours.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But topic of the day. The topic of the day I want to talk about is marriage.
Marriage.
Marriage, marriage, marriage.
Yes. This is something came on my Shyamalan today. Like, this week, I'm like, marriage, you know, because marriage. That good old marriage.
Yeah. So I'll give you my thoughts on marriage. Okay. Or do you want to go first?
I mean, well, I can go first as a matter of fact, you go first because you have experience in this department. I, on the other hand, I don't.
Yeah.
So I'm like learning from you in this moment. Okay. You tell me what marriage is because I have yet to experience it and you have. So you tell me what it is. It's a teaching moment for me.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like Steve Harvey minus two marriages, but
I mean, it don't matter. You had his experience.
No, but I look at it like this, and I can speak from this. For one, I feel I'm the type of person that any relationship I am, I try to be better than last time. Like, I think about all the things I did wrong in those situations. I think about the goals I ultimately have, and I think about the goals I need to set with this person that I'm in a relationship with. So I feel like my first marriage, and I was married for a short time, but what I learned from that is a lot of times, like, we heard the songs, we heard the sayings, it's too little, too late. I feel like that was the thing with the first marriage that kind of went the other way. It was one of them things, you did good in a situation, but you did so much bad, and it was so much other stuff, or just so much, whether it's a learning experience, and I tell people, whether it's your first relationship and you fail, you still fail. No matter if you're 18, 21, 25, you still fail. Mm-hmm. So the best thing to do is think about all the things you did wrong, the things you could have did better, the things that your mate wanted you to do. when you break up, and I would suggest this to anybody, when you break up with somebody, really take a step back and just feel that pain for a minute. Whether you was the dumping person or they dumped you, feel that pain for a minute and start working on yourself. And the first thing about working on yourself is realizing all that we gonna start positive. Think about all the good things you did do. Okay, I was a good provider, you know, I was funny, I was good, I was nice to this person. Then you think about the things that you did wrong. Okay, I didn't spend enough time, I didn't spend enough money, I didn't do this or do that. Think about all those things and take them, you know, take them in. Just really take them in. And before you start messing with other people doing anything, finish that and just really think about the things you want to do and the things you want to achieve. So when that next person come around, you know how to handle it. So I looked at it like it was one of those things where I wasn't prepared all the way. I didn't have all the tools and everything to help me in a situation, because in our community and as man, period, you don't get the handbook on how to be a great husband, how to be a great fiance, or how to be a great man. You don't get that. So the best thing you could do, and I tell my sons or any young man or anybody, just pay attention to the circle. Grab those people that you say, if a woman asked you right now, who is a great guy that you will let your daughter meet, or the guy that you will let your daughter marry? So when I think of great guys, I think of the guys that not perfect, but really strive to be and really do things in a good way. Some that the ways I would want to do. So have those guys around and pay attention to the things they do, because every guy going to have a different relationship. This guy might spend more. This guy might be more romantic. This guy might be thoughtful. Some guys might have everything. So you pay attention to those people, and you pay attention to yourself, whether it's therapy, whether it's people that you can speak to that feel like therapy, or whether it's just learning new things. Like when I failed at that, it really hurt, and it took for some years to really just understand, like, what do you want? What do you want your legacy to be? Like, do you want it to be you that guy who get divorced all the time, or you that guy who, you know, get in a relationship and just terrible? Like, what do you want your legacy to be? Because now you have two young men looking at you. So I really just really did everything in my power to just take a step back and just reflect and just enjoy my life. Better me, enjoy single life, and really this time get everything out. So just really have fun, do the things, the dog stuff you want to do the single stuff you want to do, and just really work on yourself. So when I got with Ange, it was one of them things where we played the game for a minute, because I ain't even going to say it's a game. I wasn't ready. And that's what we got to really, you know, women, you got to understand. Men, you got to understand. Sometimes when somebody telling you they not ready, they not ready. Respect that. But still have a time frame. You can't keep saying you're not ready after 5, 10 years or 1 year or 6 months. Like, if I know I'm on this timetable or I'm trying to go this way, you need to get on this. But you know this bus come at 6:25. You better be at this damn
not
bus.
The bus. Not you better get on the bus now.
You better get on this bus at a certain time. I'm only saying the bus because of time.
No, you know what I'm using as an example. Like, get on the bus like, that sound like some reality hip hop.
but it's just one of them things where, and that's the thing where, and people never understand. When you're doing something special or different or something you care about, people don't understand. So people would be like, well, yeah, you and Auntie was going through this. Well, and it's not like you got to explain to people, but a lot of times I feel it is important for me to tell guys and explain to guys our dilemma situation. So my thing was, she was ready, but she wasn't ready. She was ready, but wasn't ready. But my thing was, we as guys got to understand, okay, we can't just keep going to the homies and saying, man, she be tripping all the time. She be doing this, doing that. Because if you my friend, I'm gonna be like, well, what's she saying? And then I'm going to have to check you on, no, she's saying some real stuff. So with Ange, to wrap it up, I just basically started doing the approach that I teach my sons. Ask her, what do you want? What do you need? Where do you see this relationship going? How can I make you happy? What are the things that can make you happy?
Can you say that one more time? How
can I make you happy?
How can a man make a woman happy?
Like, I literally sat down and said, look, tell me everything. Whether it's a day we just have a sip of wine, one of these rainy days, and just, what do you want? What are the things that will make you happy? Mm-hmm. And
And that answering that question, then at that moment, you'll be able to ascertain if you exactly. can actually provide yep. this for this
because
woman.
Now you know. It's yeah. putting you on, it's putting you right where you need to be because now you have to understand yeah. what are the things I got to do. And with my lady, her love language is gifts. So gifts, that's not hard. Mm-hmm. And then just being romantic and thoughtful. Mm-hmm. And if I know I wasn't this in that relationship, I'm about to be perfect because that's my whole goal in a relationship. And, you know, we seeking marriage. So my thing is, you have to do like my own thing. What can I do? What can I do? Once I do it, once I know, mm-hmm. nah, I got it. Like, you don't have to keep telling me. Once you told me this is important, helping me with this is important, being there, doing this, doing that, because I'm a man at the end of the day. So I know all the things that make you happy, but you're different from every woman, just like every woman is different.
That is a fact.
So some stuff that worked for her not going to work for you. So that's my thing. And I take it serious. Like, I look at it like when you boyfriend, girlfriend, or you single, that's when you do what you got to do. But marriage to me has always been serious because it's the ultimate commitment. Mm-hmm. Once I'm looking you in your eyes, you crying or I'm crying and I'm telling you I'm going to do whatever it takes to make you happy and I'm going to stand by these vows, I really mean that. And I feel everybody should mean that. Like, when you take that, when you make that commitment, you stick to that. And it's like one of them things that it's lifelong. So you're going to make your mistakes. You're going to mess up. But just having your head, I'm striving to be the best. And I want her to strive to be the best. So marriage has always been important to me. Like, it's a lot of different things I would do, you know, if I'm in a marriage. But it's mm-hmm. when you prepare yourself to get married, you kind of want to do those things at that moment. So when we jump on the track already, we both already warmed up. So that's why I tell her, and I'm so hard on her at times, because it's like, if we're going to make this ultimate jump, we got to make sure our parachute is right. Because mm-hmm. once we jump and one of our shit ain't messed up, we got to know what to do. Mm-hmm. So I'm critical about everything we go through, whether it's communication, whether it's I'm not doing enough of this, whether you're not doing this. We got to fix those things. So, and I feel like a lot of people don't tell you. It's going to be hurdles. It's going to be a lot of, it's going to be bad times. It's going to be head scratching times. And, you know, you got to reinvent yourself. And that's what I try to do with Ange. Like, I try to always switch it up and do something different because 10 years from now, 5 years from now, 5 months from now, we going to get tired of each other. So, but you just got to reinvent and kind of bring something new to the table.
You got
to
find somebody that you actually like. Like, people be yeah. with people that they don't like. That be part of the problem. Like, you know yeah. you don't like this person. Why are you wasting your time?
Yeah. And it's I'm okay. introvert yeah. slash extrovert. So a lot of times yeah. I just, I could confuse my, I just want to be alone with, she getting on my damn nerves. Well, I don't know.
See, I'm like, already let you know, you and me, you going to know I need my space. And when I start acting how I'm acting, you going to want to get, when I start acting how yeah. I act when I need my space, you going to want to give me my space. You're yeah. going to be getting the help. You're going to be going. Yeah. Because yeah, I'm going to let you know. Yeah. yeah. So marriage is important. It very is. It really is. And I don't understand why women just feel like they just want to go through life by themselves being this independent mm-hmm. woman. I am for independence. I'm all about women have independence, but I am also all about letting a man be a man and providing those essential things that they I believe mm-hmm. that they are made to provide. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, people always asking me, oh, well, you know, your clock is ticking. When are you going to have kids? Why don't you just meet somebody that you kind of just get along with and just have kids because you can run out of time? I'm on God's time. So no matter if I'm 45, 50, if that's when I'm going to have my baby, mm-hmm. that's when I'm going to have my baby. When I have my husband, it's when I'm going to have my child. Why is it so awkward for me to want to have a child within wedlock? Mm-hmm. I don't know why people look at me like, it's not for me to say that it's anything wrong with having it out of wedlock, but this is my personal preference. Mm-hmm. I wasn't made out of wedlock. So I don't have anything against it, but this is where I'm at. This is something that I promised to myself. So it's not me saying that there's anything wrong with having kids, but it's just I get so many people just trying to throw that negativity. Stop trying to kind of put a damper on my dreams and what I want. This is just what I want for me. There's nothing wrong with having your life the way you want to have it. But for me, marriage is like a agreement between two people. Mm-hmm. That means I'm telling you that I'm going to provide these things for you and vice versa. Mm-hmm. So it's significance behind it. If I'm with a man for 30 years and I'm just his girlfriend or the mother of his children, when something happens, because one day one of us going to go, mm-hmm. I ain't getting nothing. So it means I've been with this man for 30 years. did everything I was supposed to do as a woman for him and vice versa. And when he kicked the bucket, I'm just left out here. Why this money going to the kids, going to all these people that had nothing to do with this relationship. And if I'm with a man and he dealt with my craziness that I bring as a woman for 30 years, when I hit the bucket, I want my man to be good. Yeah. And if whenever I want him to be, because he dealt with my shit forever. So it's like a business, okay? So I want people to understand, like, marriage, it has its perks. You know what I'm saying? No, it's not going to be peaches and creams, but I'm not going into my marriage thinking that it's going to end. I'm going into it thinking that I'm going to put my all into it for the rest of my life. That means until one of us leave this earth.
You figure it out.
Yeah. So people are like, oh, you know, men cheat men. So it's better to be cheated on as a girlfriend or a mother of a child versus being cheated on as a wife. And I'm like, oh, guess what? You want to cheat? You know what comes with that cheating, right? So there are perks to that. So, yes, I don't see any perks of having a child for a man outside of wedlock at my age. Like, for what? I'm going to tarnish my body. For what? For a baby daddy or for a boyfriend? Yeah. Why? It doesn't make sense to me at my age. Like, things have to make logical sense. So me saying I, at 30-something years old, don't want to have kids because, yes, I will have a husband because I know I'm real. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to just go out through this earth and through life without having what I feel I want because I'm working at it. And I know if I put my effort in it, then God is going to reward me what I want. But that's just my own personal want. And I don't understand why people just be so, you don't need to wait to have kids to get a husband. Why not?
Yeah, I don't have to do the trend, the baby mama trend. Yeah,
and it ain't nothing wrong with it because, it's like not. I said, my mom wasn't married when she had me, but my mom had a husband when she had other kids. Okay, because she see how I saw my mom go through it. You know what I'm saying? That whole co-parenting stuff, I don't want to do none of it because it seemed like it's just a bunch of stress. Yeah. So I say I look at people and what they're going through, and I'm like, look, I don't want to deal with it because I see what it brings. But it's nothing against people that have kids. It's just my own personal preference.
Just figure it out.
I want to have a husband before I have a kid. That's just me. Yeah, and I don't know why people be like, girl, which is like, why not, though? Yeah. It's just weird. I just don't understand. People look at marriage like it's just the worst thing to do, and it's not. If you're doing it with the right person, it could be everything.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So it's like, so many people like, just be single. Like, why though?
That's crazy.
I'm not cutting no lawn, shoveling no snow.
You pay the other people.
I'm tired of changing light bulbs. Yeah. I don't want to take on no trash. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, there are significant things.
Yeah.
Men should want a woman to cook for them, fold for them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's more than just physical or just intimacy. You know what I'm saying? It's other perks that come along with something, you know? So it is what it is. But that's just my take on it.
Yeah. Great conversation. All right. Before we get to the tail end of the podcast, and this is one thing you know about me, I hate taking pictures. I really do. Like, people think I really like taking pictures.
You really do seem like you like to take them.
I'm doing it for a reason. It's strategic.
Ain't no wrong with I used to be the selfie queen.
No. It's strategic. But, yeah, we got a new, and I kind of posted it this week, but we got a new member of our team that's responsible for all things social media.
All things.
Yeah. And for us to help us all around here. So, we want to welcome Taylor.
Welcome.
Come on, Taylor.
Come on over to the table. Don't be scared, Taylor.
Scoot up to the mic. Yeah, don't be nervous. You shake
it's okay.
It.
This is
you
a safe space.
You can wear the headphones or you don't have to. It's up to you. Yeah, pull this right here and just speak. Yeah, you don't got to kiss it, but speak close. Welcome, Taylor.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
Are you shy, Taylor?
Yeah, I'm
it's
shy.
It's okay. Just feel like you and just act like you're in your own
yeah,
world.
Just like it's just
yeah,
us in this
it's
room.
It's okay. This is a safe space. Yeah.
Well, Taylor, and I'm sitting there talking about Taylor like she's going to the like she's going to, like she's in, not in high school already. She's already in high school.
Yeah. She's shy though. So she's shy. Yeah. It's okay.
Well, we're glad to have you a part of the team.
Well,
and,
thank you.
And we wanted you to be part of the team because we both was thinking like, who are we going to have do this? And like I was telling Kiana, I'm like, we got to have somebody consistent, somebody that's going to be on time, somebody with a great attitude. We didn't want no little diva kid or no mean person because we both can be something to deal with, but we both will be good bosses. Oh, we got our, like, we I might want all brown Skittles. You never know.
I'm the nice
one. I might want you to go through the Skittles and get all brown.
No.
But no, we I'm tired of the social media thing, and we wanted somebody young and dope and fly with it. So
I suck at it. You might get a post once or twice. I'll be like looking at the phone about the post. I had that post about the post for about 2-3 days, and I'm posted. Sometimes I just X it out. So I suck at it.
We glad to have you a part of the team, and we happy you're here, Taylor.
Yeah,
thank you.
Welcome. Yeah, we hope you enjoy your job. You got an easy ass job. Yeah. I wish I had an easy job, and it's gonna be fun and dope, and you're gonna be here. You get to soak up some of the stuff we talk about. You can hear from the man's perspective, and you can hear from the lady's perspective. And
the best perspective there.
Yeah.
I won't go that far, but so Taylor, if you want to say hi to some people or just smile and say thank you guys for giving me a job.
Hello everybody.
Hello world.
Yeah. You want to shout out some of your friends, your school? It's up to you. You don't have to if you don't. Because I know I didn't want to be like, forget them.
Yeah. All about you, right?
Yeah.
It's all about you. Well, welcome to the team, Taylor. Welcome.
Girl, welcome.
You can chill till we done. It's all right. But yeah. So we can talk about this conversation while Taylor right here.
What? Marriage? We still talking about marriage?
No, we don't got to talk about
I feel like everybody be so mad at me when I talk about marriage. I'm like, why? I just want my man, my husband. Yeah. I want that son. I want that last name because it's some perks that comes with them last names. Oh, I know. Okay.
I'd have been to a couple of funerals.
Listen.
They paid to be the one.
Yes. Like, I want the perks, okay? Like, I ain't playing. Like, I'd have been a girlfriend. Ain't no perks in girlfriend, okay? Because after you done being perks. Y'all broke up with you getting debt that y'all collected together, memories, you got to get over them. So, listen, I'm my husband. That just sounds so more elegant. Husband,
husband is dope. Yes. Taylor, do you want to be married one day?
I don't know. I can't picture myself being married.
But you're a kid. Yeah, she ain't thinking.
Girl, I thought little girls dream of marriage.
That's because women are born to think that. And, like, it's embedded in us. Like, I am 37 years old, and I have not been married because I ain't settled and I waited. Mm-hmm. Stay the course of your path and what your dreams are. Take care of you first. And I promise you, if you don't settle, you will get what you want in life. Yeah. And it ain't going to come, may not come early in life, but if you stay the course that you plan for yourself, you map your stages in life. Right now, you ain't thinking about being nobody's wife.
Yeah.
Because you're thinking about
you.
That shouldn't even be a figment in your imagination about being somebody's wife. You got a whole life ahead of you, and you stay on your course, and then that husband will find you. Trust me, he will find you. Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
And that's how I feel about it. Like, I ain't telling her to, you ain't thinking about no marriage.
But my thing is, I thought all little girls.
No, that's the problem. Like, that's why.
No, hold on. No. What I'm saying is this. Like, I look at it like this. You dream about being wealthy. You dream about being somebody's wife one day. You dream about living here or living in this city. Like, I feel like you still want to have, like, something to hope for. I'm not saying like when I dreamed about, like, I was a boy and I thought about marriage, and I'm only saying like one day.
Mm-hmm.
Like to me, it was certain things I wanted in life before I left. I wanted to be wealthy, I wanted to make an impact, and I wanted to be a dope father and husband.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like some of those things.
But you see what you said last? What? Husband.
No, I always, yeah.
You see?
So well,
that,
I didn't put him
that
in
that ain't
order,
your, you didn't
man.
Think to be a husband.
I didn't put him in
But
order.
I'm just saying, hey, the universe said it for you. Husband was the last thing you said. And you're at a stage now where you're ready to take it.
Well, I did that because it was, like, but it was always been important to me.
Yeah.
It wasn't in order. It's just one of them things where I always wanted to, like, I just feel like with dreams, you start early.
Mm-hmm.
And you manifest. And you talk about them, like, because I feel like that's what you do. Like, you speak a lot of stuff in existence, and you believe in certain stuff, and you know certain things.
But experience has me that way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that men and women are taught the same about marriage. Men are taught to live your 20s, outlive your soul, your wild oats. Hold on. Because you know you guys are. Y'all told to live your best life, player it up.
That's a fact.
Tap out as much as you can. Sorry, I'm going to get a little, I'm not going to get too X-rated because some tender ears you still have. But women are taught to be a wife, to pursue, you know, to be just the perfect girlfriend so you can get that fiance, to get that husband.
Mm-hmm.
We're not taught to go out and chase your dreams and let the man find you. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm at with it. That man, like I told her, that man's going to find her. If she stayed the course of Taylor, that man, because she's going to be dope. She's already dope.
Yeah.
And a man going to find you. Mm-hmm. Honey, you ain't got to be out there looking. That's the problem. Women be looking for that man, that husband at 20. Then they be in a common law marriage. And then they look up and they ain't never got that husband. That man kicked the bucket and she left with nothing. Mm-hmm. So no. You need to worry about Taylor. And that's how I feel. Like.
That's not what I was
saying. And I'm just saying, that's how I feel. Say, like, yes. Trust me, because I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I've gotten really far in life by staying firm on what I believe for myself. Because I could have been in a whole different type of space in my life, in place in my life. But I didn't settle, and I ain't just let whatever, just take whatever. I ain't taking however I can get it. I want it how I want it, and you can have it that way. So, yes, which if you want to be a wife, then that's what you want to be. Whatever course in life you want to take, but make sure it's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, that's all I'm saying. Yeah. Women, we grown to be a wife. Men grown to be players until they 50.
Well, if I would have had a girl, what I would have told her was, like, you always want to have your own personal goals.
Mm-hmm.
But you still want to have, like, you still want to have your, like, I would tell everybody, every day you should have the goals you want to create that day. The goals you want to create in a couple of years, and the goals you want to have before you leave this earth. So the reason why I asked you that is because one of the things I all wanted to be taught early was to just manifest all those things and just really think about your life now and think about ultimately, like, let's say you about to turn 91, 92. What are the things you want to accomplish in that time? So it's always best, and it's not taught to us. Think about everything you want to do and be and work on those things. It's not no time limit. So what she's saying is right. Like, you work on yourself. You better yourself. You don't go out looking for guys or, oh, I don't got a guy. I don't got this. You don't do that. Mm-hmm. You concentrate on being dope and everything will find you. Mm-hmm. And it's not no time limit. So if you're 32, 37, 41, 21, it's all the same thing if it's the right person that he sent to you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm living proof. Like, I don't care. People tell me all the time, girl, your clock's ticking. I'm on God's timing. Mm-hmm. So whenever he say yes, then that's when I would say yes. So I don't care if the eggs dry, whatever.
Yeah, when I think about her, I think about patience. Like,
what you mean? Like, having patience?
Yeah, and I respect that.
But I have patience. I've had patience this far. I didn't. So you, yeah, patience is patience. But yes, but Taylor, you're going to be good, girl.
You're going to be dope.
Yeah, you're going to be all right.
But yeah, we want to. Great job today.
Yeah.
Welcome, Taylor.
Thank you.
I was trying to be all nice, but I got to, you know.
Yeah, you're gonna see the dopeness of her. You're going to see all.
I'm just me. I just kick real shit. I talk real stuff. That's what you see is what you get with me. I ain't sugarcoating.
Yeah. What you see is what you get. It's not an act.
It's the real deal. Because
most people that meet her think, like, she's not really like that. No, she's really like that.
What you see is what you get.
But thank you, Detroit Shipping Company. Thank you, Podcast Detroit. Thank you, Taylor.
Thank you,
Tiana.
Thank you, James. Thank yourself.
Appreciate it.
Give yourself some credit.
And you guys, enjoy your week. Thank you for tuning in. And if you like the pictures, hit that extra like and let Taylor know she's doing a great job.
Yay. Guys, have a good week. Happy Sunday Fun Day.
Peace.
Ciao.